This is America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. Earlier this week, some of our major tech companies in this country, from Google and Apple to Microsoft and Yahoo to Facebook and Twitter and AOL and LinkedIn, all started a public campaign to urge President Obama and Congress to set new limits on government surveillance. Trevor Tim of the Electronic Frontier Foundation has been following this story. We talked to him earlier this year about the NSA spying on our emails and phone calls and all the rest. So I've invited him back here today to talk about this story that broke just a few days ago. Trevor, welcome back to America Weekend.
Well, thanks for having me.
What are these eight big tech companies trying to get accomplished?
Well, you know, I think over the last 6 months, as they've seen the Edward Snowden revelations really change the way Americans think about privacy, they realize that they need to do a better job of protecting their own users. You know, we've seen stories about the PRISM program where these companies were handing over large portions of data to the NSA, but then we've also seen stories in the last month or so about the NSA actually breaking into the communication links between the servers that these companies run to siphon off even more of the world's users' data. And, you know, I think that they've really realized that they need to step up for their users, or their users might end up using other services. You know, a lot of other countries like Germany and Brazil have been proposing laws or restrictions or new companies that will act as competitors to these organizations. And, you know, I think that they now see that if they want this behavior to stop, that they really need to step up and tell Congress that they need to change the laws.
So when you say consumers of these various companies, it doesn't sound like you're talking about you and me, the private American citizen, but rather corporate users and perhaps governmental users elsewhere in the world that want to do stuff in the cloud with Google, et cetera.
Well, I think it's both. You know, there's been a sea change in public opinion on privacy in the last 6 months. You know, we've seen 20-point swings to the point where there are now, 50 or 60% of the public are really concerned about this issue. And, you know, it wasn't really on their radar anymore. But also, on the other hand, there are these companies that may end up, these cloud computing companies that may end up taking their business elsewhere, or restrictive laws that would force Google and Facebook not to operate or operate very differently in these other countries. And so they do. They see it as an economic threat. They may lose users, but they also may lose big business. And so, you know, it's high time that they started standing up for everyone's privacy rights to sort of stem this loss of business.
Is the government getting into the servers of these high-tech companies without their permission?
Well, you know, I think it's unclear. What we do know is that they are getting into the communication links in between the servers, which basically just shuttle information back and forth. So much of the information that's on the servers, they are actually breaking into. And it's really disturbing considering the fact that the NSA already had broad legal access to some of the information these tech companies had, you know, through the secret FISA court and the PRISM program, the PRISM surveillance program, which Edward Snowden revealed 6 months ago. Yet apparently this isn't enough, and they are, you know, a lot of these companies, Microsoft and Google, who are partners with the government in a lot of situations, basically said that this was illegal and that they were being hacked by the government and they were violating the Fourth Amendment, which are very strong words for such large companies to be saying about the government's behavior.
When Jeff Bezos was on 60 Minutes a couple of weeks ago, he talked about how Amazon Cloud Services is leasing space there and providing cloud services for the government, for various agencies of the government. And essentially, isn't that saying, okay, we'll do this for you, and then the government says, okay, but then we need to get inside?
Yeah, I think the relationship between these companies and the NSA and the U.S. government in general deserves a lot more scrutiny. And finally, over the past few months, we've been seeing that. You know, before the Edward Snowden revelations started, we really had no idea how these tech companies interacted with the government, how close their relationship was, how much of your private information they were handing over. And when this information started to come out, obviously Americans were fairly startled because, you know, they rely on these companies to protect their data. You know, we say and put so many things online today. I mean, a lot of times we think this information is private, yet it's being handed over. So, you know, I think that the companies now realize that they went a little bit too far and now have to dial it back and really stick up for their users.
When you and I talked in August, Trevor, we talked about the possibility of Congress reining in the powers of the NSA. And 9 days ago, President Obama was on Hardball with Chris Matthews on CNBC. And he said, quote, having done an independent review and brought in a whole bunch of folks, civil libertarians and lawyers and others, to examine what's being done, I'll be proposing some self-restraint on the NSA and initiate some reforms that can give people more confidence. Do you see a move in that direction by the White House and by Congress?
Well, there are a significant percentage of Congress people who are now really care about this issue and want to start pushing for substantial change. That's because they've seen the polls as well that show the American people really care about this issue now. Unfortunately, the White House hasn't gone that far. You know, the independent review panel that you just mentioned wasn't actually that independent. The White House appointed all the members, and they actually, we just found out this morning that they're about to release their findings, and they recommend that we really break up the NSA into two or three different organizations so it doesn't have so much power, and that the leader is civilian rather than military, and then there would be many restrictions on the way that they use Americans' data. Yet the government, the White House, has already saying that they're not going to follow some of this review group's recommendations. And these recommendations were very mild and modest and watered down, much less than we would advocate for at EFF. So it was a little concerning to see that the White House still doesn't want to change anything, especially considering the polls and especially considering that President Obama was one of the biggest critics of the NSA when he first came into office.
Were you surprised, or rather happily surprised, to see Edward Snowden show up on Time Magazine's list of the people of the year?
I think no one has really affected the news more than Edward Snowden has this year. I mean, I keep pointing to it, but the way that the polls have changed as far as how Americans relate to privacy has just been unbelievable. You know, the movement in Congress and with these companies now trying to force change, this all would not have been possible without him. And so, you know, I think, you know, Time didn't name him Person of the Year, and I can't argue with the Pope being such a newsmaker, but honestly, in this country, no one has affected the news and affected it more positively, in my opinion, than Edward Snowden.
Speaking of having an effect, all of these big companies that I just mentioned, they are run by billionaires, not just millionaires, but billionaires. And in our country, billionaires tend to have political power because they are political donors. Do you see the Silicon Valley billionaires having any influence to be able to pull some strings? Yes, the public may be changing its mind in the polls, but it's really money that speaks in politics in America. Are they going to be putting financial pressure on the people that they can contribute to in Congress and in the White House?
You know, I certainly think that will be a factor. You know, President Obama in both of his election campaigns really relied heavily on Silicon Valley to support him. And, you know, we've seen in the last 6 months that they've really turned their back on him because he hasn't really been listening to both them and the public. But more than that, you know, the NSA really needs cooperation from tech and telecom companies to conduct this type of mass surveillance. And if these companies decide to stop cooperating, then they have a lot of leverage to force significant reforms. And that, beyond what the public thinks, might be what turns into the game changer here, because, you know, without these companies, the NSA cannot do this. And so hopefully these companies can really put their foot down and say, you know, not only are we not going to cooperate behind the scenes, but we want legal change in the laws so that the American public can see what's happening.
Last question I have for you, Trevor. Do you find it ironic that people don't mind giving all sorts of information to Google and Microsoft and Apple and all those other tech companies I mentioned at the top of our conversation? But if the government finds out about it, okay, now we've got a storm of controversy.
You know, it is ironic in a little bit, in a tiny sense. But, you know, I think that they're fundamentally different because, you know, corporations don't have the power to follow you around with law enforcement investigators or arrest you. You know, the government has far more power than these corporations. And, you know, if you don't like the way that this information is being collected by Gmail or Facebook, you can use other services. When it comes to government surveillance, you know, it's very hard to avoid. You know, you can't use the market to kind of choose where you want to go. And in the larger sense, you know, I hope that these scandals will force people to start thinking more about how much information these companies have on them. It's possible that many people just use the internet not really thinking about how much information they're actually giving these companies. And so if we can raise more awareness about that, then hopefully we can tighten the laws around corporate data collection as well.
That's a great point. Trevor Tim specializes in surveillance and free speech and government transparency issues at the Electronic Frontier Foundation, which is online at EFF.org. Trevor, it's always a pleasure talking to you. Thanks for your time today.
Oh, thanks a lot.
I'm Paul Harris. This is America Weekend.